We're talking television on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. We're joined by the Oracle, who is going to tell us what we perhaps should or maybe should not be looking at on the box this week. How are you this morning, my love?
I am very good, and I think that as the Oracle, I should have my own multiverse in the Marvel Universe.
I thought you already did, actually. So today's theme is Marvel Heroes. What's Moon Knight?
Moon Knight is a brand new show, and I think it is on Disney. I'm so confused with my streaming show channels at the moment. And it stars Oscar Isaac, who, if anybody watched Dune, will see his amazing turn as the dad in that. But also, he's just a great actor.
All right. He's also in a great film called Deus Ex Machina, which is wonderful.
That is true. I love that film, and I love to use the words Deus Ex Machina in a sentence.
Yes.
If people don't know, because it's a cool one to know, it's when the plot gets so twisted and there's no way to solve it, so the best thing the writers can do is kind of get out of jail free card, like, who shot JR? We don't know. He just wakes up, it's a dream of Bobby's.
Or they won the lottery. Yay. Yeah.
They won the lottery, or God comes and fixes it all.
Yeah.
So, back to Moon Knight. I'm not a huge Marvel. My family are all Marvel. But I will say that I love Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke. In this, Moon Knight is a character out of one of the universes. He has multiple personality disorder, which allows Oscar Isaac to not only be two different superheroes, but two different characters altogether.
Yeah.
Is it coherent? No. Does it make sense? Absolutely not. Are the fight scenes fun? Yes. Do I care about the story? Maybe. But, you know, if this is your bag, then having a couple of really good actors chew on the scenery is not a bad way to spend an hour.
I found that amusing that we're talking about a show with multiple personalities and you're basically interviewing yourself for about 30 seconds there.
Like I said, we are in the multiverse.
Okay, all right.
Again and again and again. And Loki, so 30 seconds, 60 seconds, how long have I got?
You go about 90 seconds on Loki.
Loki is also on Disney, and I think it was last year. Now, this is a way to make time travel really boring. It is beautiful. It is very much like the latest Harry Potter franchise film, which is basically watching incredibly beautiful, meticulous paint dry.
Yeah. Yeah. True story.
I started watching it. It was a bit up itself. Owen Wilson was great. Gugu Mbatha-Raw, who is a great actress, she is good in this. But essentially, there's so much exposition. They so much do this thing where just before they fight, they stop and talk to each other. Like, eye roll. But, you know, if Loki's your caper and you loved all the Thor films and you want to see more of him, and it's very cool. It looks like the Umbrella Academy in terms of how, you know, the company that looks after all the time travel. It's just another one of those.
I haven't seen it, but the impression I got was that Disney said, we've got Tom Hiddleston, we've got Owen Wilson, let's start doing a TV show. And someone said, you might need a script. And they've gone, we'll worry about that on the day. Don't let that bother you. We've got some stars.
I also think they just couldn't come up with a story. There's a kind of romance between Loki and girl Loki, which is in the comics. It doesn't work. And I also think that Tom Hiddleston's a little bit old for this. Mm. I think when he started, he was 30 and he looks about 50. So when he time travels, the HD makes it very clear that he's, you know, just an old version of himself and he hasn't been Benjamin Buttoned enough.
Yeah, right. He is only 40 something now, 41. That's not very old in Hollywood male stakes. Yeah.
HD is no one's friend.
You
know who does old and craggy really well, who has really eased into that skin? Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Because now we go, that's a good actor, rather than that's an incredibly hot person. It's distracting.
For some. And we will join the Oracle, somewhat distracted, next week when she joins us again to talk more television. Thank you, my love.
You've all seen my id.